Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of June 2018, and this is the 824th Mol Out Loud podcast. I'm on Loch Lofty at the moment, I'm just quite close to the beginning, and I'm really pleased to see water in the creek. Even after the incredible rain that we had a couple of weeks ago, by the last time I came up here, there was no water in the creek at all. And now I can kind of hear it and see it. I think perhaps it's coming from the mountain, or I'm sure it is. There's snow up there, but I wouldn't have thought it was quite melting yet, so that's interesting that it's down here. Maybe I've got my geology and geography wrong. It's since the flood, it's become quite a leap here because the creek base has widened by a couple of meters, so there are parts of it that are almost like a river, really. And where I usually cross has now been quite eroded and requires more dexterity than it did before. It's also a bit slippery because of the muddiness of it today. But we'll see just how that goes. Stepping. And yes, made it. This is the sort of afternoon I was rather expecting. This is the kind of weather I was rather expecting yesterday afternoon to have, but it was later starting than expected. But it is a very beautiful, crisp, clear morning. Another one of those days when there's just no way I'm going to not come up here. It really is so nice to hear this water. It's very odd, we haven't quite reached the equinox. The equinox is, I think, on Thursday. I mean the solstice, not the equinox. But there are certainly signs of spring just coming up Poets Road. I could see that the trees that are sort of ornamental cherry trees, I think, you can already see the buds forming on the ends of the branches. And sort of bulb shoots coming through the ground. I realised how confusing I find the seasons, or how we define them, because the equinoxes and solstices feel as if they should be the centre of each of their seasons. But that's not how they're seen, or not how they're calculated here, so I'm not sure how we figure out what defines a season. And if it's about budding a new life, this equinox would be the starting point for spring. Rather than the starting point for winter. So I think I'm going to need to do a little bit of research on this. In the weather forecasts now, they have a what the temperature is going to be, and then underneath they tell you what the temperature is going to feel like. Given moisture and various other factors, I think I need to find something like that for this seasonal the way that we feel a season is or sense a season is. Having said that it feels like the beginning of spring, I have a parallel sense that we haven't reached the middle of winter by a long chalk. In terms of coldness, it feels as if we're just beginning. Crows are very boisterous this morning. Not usually this far down. I feel as if I'm being pursued by crows. I've just stopped to have another strip of another layer. So I'm now minus my hat, scarf, gloves, and my mum's jumper. It's a thin little cashmere jumper. It's very warm. And it's doing very well. It would be nearly 80. Is that possible? I think it was from before the war, 1939. So yes, easily 80 years old. It's quite holy now, so it's definitely an undergarment, but beautifully warm and very soft and very light. And speaking of very warm, very light and soft things, the parcel that I got yesterday, the prize, is I'd call it a shawl or a wrap. That is made out of merino and possum and silk. And again, unbelievably warm and soft and light. It's a fabulous prize, really. Such a nice thing to have. And I feel very, very lucky. So I think I think it's sort of people go out with wearing things like this, but for me it feels like a snuggling up at home, and I suspect it will keep my heating costs down, so it'll serve a dual purpose. I think the water that was gushing down must have something to do with the snow, although I'm not quite sure how it can come out where it does from where the mountain is. But the mountain is completely clear of snow now. It doesn't take much for it to warm up. I am surprised that I'm warm enough to be stripping clothes off, because I'm walking in the shade, in the shadow of the mountain, or the shadow of the hill, and the mountain is lit up in front of me. This morning when I woke up, I was feeling very, very indecisive about how to organise my day, even though on Sunday I religiously plan out my week. But I think maybe I don't, when I say I religiously plan out my week, I enter everything that needs to be done, and it does clarify my mind. But I don't allocate it very well, partly because, like a day like today, it was so beautiful, so obvious that a walk would be the best thing to do. And I can't rely on that, even though I do take the forecast into account. So I've got this sort of pottage of things to do. So I kind of woke up this morning, and of course I couldn't see whether it was going to be like this or not. It's about 7:30, and so it's just grey outside when I wake up, and so I've got no idea whether it's grey because it's raining or grey because it's the sun hasn't arrived yet. I lay in bed churning through what I should or shouldn't do, or might or mightn't do, and it's great to actually be on this walk, and I'm doing the big walk now, and it's good clarifying walking. Often I find that the reason I get into this confusion is that I haven't isolated the different things that are taking up my headspace. So thrown in with, should I go for a walk or shouldn't I go for a walk this morning, are whether I should go on a bike ride tomorrow with the biking group out to Knocklofty, and that is something that's a bit dependent on my arm. I know that too much biking is not a good idea. I also believe that it's going to be another day like today, so a very, very lovely day to go out and bicycle. And we would be going to MoMA, the new museum of modern and ancient art. And I really wanted to see some of the exhibitions there, so my plan has been to cycle out there with the group and then spend a couple of hours going around the exhibitions and then to come back on my own. And, you know, I really want to do that. I really want to do that, but I don't know whether it's wise to do that. And I have a cave on tonight, so I'll know better after I've done that. It would also take a day, so then that's a day of not doing other things on my list. So I can see why I was in this dilemma, whether today I should be really getting on with things so that I could go for this ride tomorrow, or whether today should be grabbed with both hands for this walk. I'm just wondering whether the wind is going to distort this podcast. I hadn't even noticed it. I say wind, it's a tiny little breeze. Just where I'm standing at the moment, which is probably my least favourite part of the walk. It's a very steep uphill bit. So I stopped for a breath, and amongst all these crows, I suddenly saw a flock of rosellas. And so they're a beautiful contrast. You've got these very black and big crows, and then these lovely, colourful rosellas sort of weaving in and out. I don't think they're intending to weave, it's just how I can see them from where I am. I think the crows are above them, so they're not really weaving. But it's such a treat, I haven't seen rosellas for a long time. And certainly not here, which is definitely crow country. I think I've done about half of this uphill bit. So nearly there. This has been a very slow walk. I think I've been a little bit out of condition, and so I've had lots of stops and lots of little thinks. I just stopped now because there's a tree over the path, one of the ones that's been upended, and I realise it's 11 o'clock, and I left I think at 8:30. And where am I now? I'm on the home run in that I'm going downhill from now on, and so it's a bit quicker coming down this way, or coming down at all is a bit quicker, although this path is a zigzag path, so it's not very direct. I'm standing here next to this tree because of all the crushed leaves, all its crushed leaves are emitting this lovely eucalypty smell, and it's still a really beautiful day, really, and the crows have finally left me behind. So just enjoying this stillness. And thinking about what I was saying before about this dilemma of what to do and what not to do, I have to remind myself that small things are pretty special, and I don't know, some sort of greed can take me over when there are a lot of things being offered. And at the moment with this dark mofo, there is so much being offered, so many exhibitions, so many places to visit, so much feasting going on, and so many concerts as well, that I feel as if I ought to be out there with everybody. Or, you know, in the mass, or at least appreciating all these things by being right in it, And I'm just thinking I can appreciate it from afar, appreciate that it's happening. This whole MOFO festival, Mona Museum and Art Gallery, and well, this festival and the other festivals that they put on have really transformed Hobart in a lovely way for the most part, and I think that's why I feel I ought to be in there appreciating it. That's one ought. And I'm sure I would really love some of the things that are being offered. But just because they're there doesn't mean I have to do them. And so I think I'm going to stick with a minimal approach this week, and if something comes up, I'm going to just decide on the spur of the moment to do it, then on what my physical capacity is and how it fits in with what else I would like to do, or with how I would like to be. So I think that's where my walk has brought me, just really enjoying the walk, enjoying my surroundings, and knowing that I would be quite happy to come up here again. I don't need to go on this bike ride. So my first thing when I get back is to let the coordinator know that I probably won't be coming. I do hope that you're having a good day today, and that if you're in a bit of a muddle about your intentions or capabilities or too many choices, I hope that you can sit with them or walk with them, as the case may be, and come to a decision that is what's best for you. I'm going to sign off now, and just kind of ponder the rest of my walk. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.